From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Vice President Joe Biden is meeting with Israeli leaders today. And as NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports, he is speaking strongly about Iran.
The vice president's message to Israel's leaders and its people was clear.
There is no space between the United States and Israel when it comes to Israel's security.
Iran and its potential nuclear threat, he said, is a top priority of the American administration.
We're determined to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons.
Biden is the highest-ranking U.S. official to come here. Over the past year, relations have been strained. Israel disapproved of the Obama administration's desire to engage Iran. The U.S. felt Israel wasn't making enough concessions on the peace process. This trip is an attempt to repair that relationship. Yesterday, Israel and the Palestinians agreed to indirect talks brokered by the U.S. Biden called that decision a moment of real opportunity. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The Prime Minister of Greece meets with President Obama today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports he wants the U.S. to help him deal with Greece's financial crisis.
Prime Minister George Papandreou is promising to carry out a series of austerity measures to help Greece recover from a serious debt crisis, and he's hoping Greece will be able to borrow at fair rates.
We're not asking for money. We're not asking for bailouts. We're simply saying what we want to be is equal partners as we have taken these measures on the market to be able to get what others also can get, which is basically normal rates of borrowing.
He was speaking after meeting with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who said that Greece isn't looking for specific help from the U.S., but she said she agreed with the Greek prime minister that major countries need to think about ways to regulate complex financial instruments and clamp down on speculators. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
One employee is dead after a shooting at an Ohio State University campus maintenance building in Columbus. The university says two others are wounded. Here's University Police Chief Paul Denton.
The shooting involved three university employees. None of these are students.
Denton says a suspect is in custody and one of the injured employees is in critical condition. He says the university is operating normally with classes in progress. Today, Congress expects to take up a bill extending unemployment benefits for the long-term unemployed. The Senate version would renew about 60 tax breaks. Democratic Senate leaders hope for the support of at least one Republican senator in a test vote today. With 60 votes available, they could cut off debate and move the bill forward. The placement firm Manpower says most employers responding to its latest survey predict their staffing levels will be stable in the second quarter of this year, giving a new sign that there may be some improvement in the labor market. From Washington, this is NPR News. Northrop Grumman has decided not to compete for a $35 billion contract to build refueling tankers for the U.S. Air Force, and that leaves Boeing as the sole bidder. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports Northrop thinks the specifications for the tanker are biased in favor of Boeing products, making it impossible for Northrop to meaningfully compete.
Northrop Grumman President and CEO Wes Bush says the Pentagon's latest tanker requirements clearly favor Boeing's smaller refueling plane and preclude Northrop from any competitive opportunity. This is the third time the military has tried to replace its aging fleet of tankers that refuel aircraft in midair. A 2004 deal with Boeing collapsed amid an ethics scandal, and last year the Pentagon canceled the contract awarded Northrop Grumman after a Boeing challenge. The Los Angeles-based Northrop had planned to team with the European parent firm of Airbus to make tankers in Mobile, Alabama. Republican Governor Bob Riley said he didn't blame Northrop for refusing to take part in what he called a charade driven by politics. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions called it a dark day for the Pentagon. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is paying an unannounced visit to the Marja area of Afghanistan, where Allied troops have been pushing out the Taliban and installing new local governments. Gates flew to Marja from the Kandahar area in the south, where he told a U.S. Army brigade that has suffered heavy losses, it's helping to end Taliban dominance in the area. Iran's president says he will visit Afghanistan tomorrow. Gates claims Iran is trying to undermine U.S. and NATO efforts to stabilize Afghanistan. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.